Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Hello and welcome back to Morning Mindset Podcast with Paul Markle, your host. That'd be me. And you already knew that, but thank you for joining me today. The search for inspiration. Now, we've talked about this before, and if you've been listening to me listening to the show for a while, you're like, well, Paul, you already talked about inspiration. You said that you won't find inspiration sitting behind a desk. You have to seek it out. You have to get up from behind that desk, and you've got to go out there and find that inspiration. And that is absolutely and genuinely true. Sometimes you find inspiration in the mountains. Sometimes you find inspiration in the woods. Sometimes you can find inspiration just by taking a walk, walking your dog, or taking a stroll or something. You can find that inspiration. Maybe you find inspiration by interacting with other people. You go out and you interact with other people, and you find the inspiration that you need. That's great. What if you can't do that? What if you cannot, you don't have the opportunity or the ability to go for a hike in the woods or climb a mountain or sit at the beach and watch the waves roll in? What if you can't do that? And I said, you know, you can't find inspiration sitting behind a desk. It's extremely difficult to find inspiration sitting behind a desk because it's the same thing. There's nothing new about it. I mean, unless you just painted your office or put a new knickknack on your desk, every time you sit down at it, it's pretty much the same thing. It's not very inspirational. It's not very inspiring. So, how can you find inspiration if you can't go out and find it? Well, one way you can find inspiration is by diving into the written word. Whether it is, like I've mentioned before, a thoughtful book of the Bible like Proverbs or Ecclesiastes or something like that, or Psalms. Maybe you will read a book from one of the greats, you know, Socrates or Plato or what have you. Maybe you could find some inspiration in fiction. Maybe you could find inspiration in music. I find, quite frankly, a lot of inspiration in music because I'm predisposed, I guess, to be a music lover or a music aficionado. When I listen to music now, I think about what it took for the musicians to produce that music. I think about the instrumentalism, you know, the fact that the guys had to, you know, keep up with the bass line and the drummers and you know, the rhythm and the leads and the production. I think about the guy who was sitting in the booth, because I've had to sit in the booth. I don't have to. I want to. It's my desire. I've actually sat in the booth with the board and the headphones and listened. And I think about all of that. And so often when I put on a record album or I pull out my phone and I listen, that inspires me. That is something that inspires me. And maybe that doesn't inspire you. Maybe you can find inspiration in other ways. I don't know. I want to help you here. What kind of situation are you in? Maybe you're in an apartment or a condo type situation where, you know, you've got two bedrooms, a bathroom, a kitchenette, and a dining kitchen area, and that's what you've got. Maybe you've got a balcony. I hope you do. I hope you have a porch or a balcony. Oh, I tell you what, a couple of years ago, Jared, my son, was living in an apartment. But is it one of the great benefits of his apartment was that it had a balcony with a beautiful view, and that made it worthwhile. That made it worth having to live in an apartment. And you could find inspiration by doing that, by sitting out there, getting some fresh air. I know it's tough in these days. It's tough at this time to go out, because even when you do go out, you're trying to just go out and get back as quick as you can. You go out, you go to the store. It's depressing for me to go to the grocery store because I see people with face masks on, and I have to read these notifications and these signs that say, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. Quite frankly, it's depressing and it's annoying. And it's hard to find inspiration in such a situation. Inspiration, it's what we need. If you're going to, you know, engage in any type of creative endeavors, whether it's creative writing or producing audio or producing video, you've got to find that inspiration. And how do you do it? Maybe you're going to double up. Maybe you'll find inspiration in several different areas. Maybe you could find inspiration by pulling up a podcast or a radio show similar to this one and getting a different perspective. If you search whatever your favorite topic is, whether it's music or whatever. You know, you put in insert topic here. Maybe you could find inspiration by listening to the words of someone who you've never listened to before. It'd be a little bit new, a little bit different. But we have to find it. It's a worthy pursuit, and it's difficult sometimes. I'm with you. Believe me, I'm sitting in my studio here and I'm looking out the window. Now, I'm probably in a position where I'm a bit more free than many of you, because quite frankly, I'm not under quarantine. I'm not under lockdown, and I can leave my house whenever I want to, and I do. And thank the Lord, the sun is shining and the snow is melting, and it looks like it's going to be a gorgeous day today. Inspiration. I know you need to get up from behind your desk. I know you need to get out there and you find it. Sometimes it's hard to do that. And so we have to look in other ways. You can find inspiration in the written word. You can find inspiration in music. You can find inspiration by listening to other people, by listening to experts or teachers or instructors. Try doing that. If you're feeling uninspired, or if you're feeling uninspired, maybe now might be a good time to seek out one of your mentors or instructors or coaches and send them a letter or an email. You can send a letter if you want. You know, the post office is still running. Send them a message. Send them a text. Maybe get a phone call with one of your mentors, your coaches, your instructors, and help them to inspire you. I know that I have found many times through conversations, through phone conversations, that I come away from that phone conversation feeling inspired, because what that person said to me resonated and it made me think about something in a different way, and now I'm feeling inspiration. I hope that the Morning Mindset podcast is helping you to feel inspired, and maybe if you're new, you can go back. Well, not maybe, you can. You're allowed. You have permission. If you are new to the Morning Mindset podcast, you have permission to go back and listen to previous episodes all the way to number one. Quite frankly, I don't even remember what I said in number one, two, three, and four. It's been a while. But we did it. It's there. It's available. That's the beauty of the internet, of the evergreen internet. Quite often when you put stuff out there, it just stays and stays and stays. So I hope that you are able to find the inspiration that you need this week. And I hope that my words have helped you to find it and seek it out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for sharing this and letting other people know about it. Thank you for going to our website and the homepage. Yeah, there's a Facebook page. If you didn't know, yeah, of course there's a Facebook page. My cat has a Facebook page. Okay, A, I don't have a cat, and if I did, it wouldn't have a Facebook page. But you see what I'm saying. There is a Morning Mindset Facebook page. And the neat thing about that is every day my producer, he puts the new shows up on the Facebook page for direct link and listening. So even if you don't have, if you can't find this on your favorite podcast or whatever, you can always go to the Morning Mindset with Paul Markle Facebook page. There you go. It'd be fantastic if you guys did that. Thank you very much for listening today. I am your host, Paul Markle, and I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.